Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
It's ready. I gotta make sure my hair looks good for all the people listening who aren't even gonna see it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Prompt Us podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm happy to learn with you guys and grow with you guys today. My name is Gabriel, and I am here with my co-hosts, Chad and Zach. And today, Zach has the prompts for us. So we're going, the prompt for us for this episode. So let's kick it on over to Big Zach, man.
This is a good one. We've kind of touched on it a little bit, but I thought we should dedicate a whole episode to it. All right. How to create good habits.
Oh,
wow.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a simple one, but I think there's a lot here. And for me, I'm going through a big season of trying to develop better habits for myself. I've recently just read, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Great book. If you want to just like dive into a book about habits, it's a great place to start. So I want to continue the prompt to you guys. How do you create good habits?
I guess that just begs the question is, why do we need good habits? Why should anyone want to have them?
Dude, the why.
The why.
Setting up the why, the reason, the purpose.
The purpose. Yeah. You know, it's because I think that a lot of people see on social media, if you follow like Matt Diavella, and it's like, I took cold showers for 30 days, or I woke up at 5 a.m. for 30 days. I meditated for whatever it is. And it's just like, well, that's all cool. But like, do you really need all those good habits in your life? Mm-hmm. Or like, why do you want these habits, and what are they going to offer you? And so I think before we actually jump into how to develop good habits,
what is the purpose of them?
Yeah. Like, I think we should talk about the purpose of them.
Purpose of habits is to benefit your life and benefit the life of those around you.
I saw this quote. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I think this mentions habits. I hope it does. Otherwise it's irrelevant.
Okay. Let's see.
It says,
how dare you? You're reading the quote off your phone.
Dude,
you're supposed to have these memorized. That's your role here, Chad.
This is a hard one. This is actually a hard one to memorize. All right. So it's, watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Mm. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. And I thought that was really cool because there's so much more involved than just like setting up a habit. So I think for us, it's like, obviously you want to create a habit because doing good things is hard, right? Like saying no to your body is hard. Whenever you're going to wake up and you're like, oh, I want to wake up earlier. Mm-hmm. Said no one ever. I mean, everyone thinks they want to wake up earlier until you have to wake up earlier.
Your mind wants to wake up earlier, but your body is like, nah, dog, not today.
It's like my mind's telling me no, but my body. I love it. So for me, it's like, I think that we desire habits because we want to change something about our life. Mm-hmm. We want to create something that's habitual that will improve something that we are trying to do or something, this person we're trying to become. And so for me, I think that we should make sure that we're talking about habits that like are like, cause we all have kind of different habits. Mm-hmm. Like Gabe has this habit that I actually really admire. I've never used before, but whenever he's making his to-do list, you mentioned this on another podcast, mm-hmm. but you put make to-do list mm-hmm. on your to-do list, which is like a habit, which helps you feel like you have a win.
As soon as you're done with it, you know you've done the first thing for that day. Even the other day, I was writing my to-do list for the following day to kind of get everything off my mind that night so I could kind of just like chill and be at peace, go to sleep, and then wake up and it's all there for me. But the day... The night before when I was writing it at the top, I wrote make a to-do list, but I didn't cross it off yet. So then me waking up and just going to my to-do list, I was like, already done. And then I crossed it off.
That's what you call a residual win.
There we go.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. But
so good. Oh no, I was just saying it was so good.
Dude, I'm laughing. It sucks because there's always a delay between us and Zach. So sometimes if there's ever like some sort of like, That's what that's about. If there's ever something,
just want to be with my boys for the banter.
It's sad. Soon.
I always just bring the mood down in the middle.
No, you don't, dude. You're doing the best you can considering you're thousands of kilometers away or whatever a kilometer
literally
is.
Literally almost on the opposite side of the globe.
Yeah.
And we're recording podcasts together. Yeah. So
it's like, it's like we're thankful that we can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still available, but we also really do miss Zach. And so it's like,
oh, miss you guys.
Yeah.
We'll do a compilation on our YouTube channel of just all the clips of us missing each other. I reckon that would go off.
Have you seen that episode of Friends?
There we go. That's another moment. You both started talking at the same time. The delay just messed us up.
Sorry, Zach.
Anyway, I was. Were you going to say, Zach?
There was something Chad said about how your habits lead to just like big life things. And so I don't know who said it. I just remember hearing it. That like your personality is a collection of your habits.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what your personality is and who you are is all these micro little habits that define you. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's why I need to do these things that I don't want to do because I want to be the best person I can be because I know that will bring me a lot of joy, right?
That makes sense.
Especially, you can go back and listen to our other podcasts and we talk about your calling. And to me, it's like, well, once you know what your calling or your purpose is, the next step is defining the habits that are going to get you there.
Yeah. And when I think of like, oh, what are the things that I love about someone's personality or what are the things I love about Jess? Mm-hmm. They're all like those little small things that seem kind of insignificant, but are they the things that you noticed?
Yeah.
And a lot of it is like you're saying, they're like habit-based. The reason why, the way like you tick and the things that make you who you are all built off the little habits that you're building. But based off of what you said, Chad, on your breakdown from, I think you went from your mind dictates what comes out of your mouth, it's mind to mouth to action to
who you are.
Yeah, basically. There's like a few more steps in what you said, but to who you are. So to your destiny was the word that you used.
Yeah.
So with that destiny thing, it is kind of like goal setting in a way. Where you need to know what the end goal is, the ultimate goal, and then break it down step by step backwards to then get to the first layer of practical things that you can implement that allow you to reach that goal.
Yeah, it's almost like reverse engineering.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's a pretty cool topic to discuss of like what habits, like what kind of person do we want to be? Mm-hmm. So what habits... will help that. And then from there, the next layer down is kind of like, how do we, like, I guess choosing those habits and how do you implement them You know what I mean? And kind of, I don't know the exact structure because we're kind of making this up on the spot, but I think that's a really cool way to think about it. And going from like the big why and breaking it down to like, okay, and how do we practically attack that?
Yeah, I love that idea because it's like, obviously, it's like if you want to be someone who races horses, you know, as a horse jockey, you're going to want to develop different habits than someone who wants to be a podcaster. And so I think that as you're listening to this, you need to make sure that you're applying what we're talking about through the lens of who you want to be and what you want to do. Because obviously the three of us kind of work in similar industries, you know, like, you know, some more music, some more just like, you know, faith or some more just ultimate business mogul. I'm sure you can guess who's who.
Okay, guys.
I am. But yeah, and so I guess I would just love to know like how you guys got started wanting to build better habits. Because for me, mine is, I don't want to say very simple, but it's like I started learning through books. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that famous book, The Power of Habit. There's this other book I read called 212, The Extra Degree. If you don't mind, I'll sum it up just real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, this is a super short book. It's a super short book. It's a super short book. You could literally read it while you're getting your car washed. Like, it's that short, right? And so it's called 212.
It's almost as short as this ad that's going to play.
I can't handle you right now. I cannot handle you.
Dude, I'm really proud of that one.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now that we're back, sorry about that, guys. I had to do it. It was Chad just like threw me a softball and I was like, all right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take the hit.
You're welcome. So basically, the premise of the book is this: at 211 degrees Fahrenheit, water is hot. At 212 degrees Fahrenheit, water is boiling. So the difference between 1 degree of temperature is the difference between having hot water or boiling water. Well, boiling creates steam, and steam can power a train. So the 1 degree difference of temperature, or AKA effort, can be the difference of you having hot water or a moving train.
Wow.
And so this book broke down how you can start building healthy habits that take you above that 1% to the boiling point. Or I'm sorry, that 1 degree to the boiling point, and where you kind of break through. And it helped me unpack my life, where a lot of people will not acknowledge how special small habits are, like what you're talking about earlier, Gabe, where if you start to quantify your small efforts, those small habits that create a big change, if you open the door for two people a day, socially distance, right? If you open the door for two people a day, you have helped over 700 people that year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. If you try to have one meaningful conversation a day with somebody that you love, you'll have over 350 meaningful conversations that year. If you cut out 30 minutes of television a day, you will have 180 hours back throughout the year to spend on something you'd rather do.
Holy cow.
And so there's different ways. So I started reading books on this topic, but I didn't know if you guys, like, I don't know if your parents helped or friends helped or community or whatever that was, how you started learning.
I haven't fully like studied it. I haven't even read a book about it. I think mine has been more like random tips of advice that I've gotten from people, and then just like applying and just having the realization of like, I need to develop the right habits. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because your habits, like you're always developing habits. And I talk about this
better or for worse.
I talk about this in context of relationships specifically, most of the time when I discuss this topic, but this applies in general. Like, you're constantly building habits. And in the relationship context, it is you as you're, it's like the same when you're single conversation. Like, when you're single, you are doing things that then developing habits that are going to be brought into a marriage relationship one day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And are you trying to develop good habits or bad habits? Because you're going to be developing them, so you might as well be intentional with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the same applies to life in general. You want to be developing good habits to change your destiny, like you mentioned before. Yeah. So you're going to be developing habits anyway, just because you're existing. Mm-hmm. So you might as well be intentional with developing good ones.
Yeah, because I think that's a good way to differentiate it, because if you want to wake up earlier, that's a good habit to develop. But if you're not waking up earlier, your current habit is waking up late. Your current habit is sleeping in.
Yes.
You know? And so it's great. That's a great point to know that, like, no matter what we're doing, we're living out our habits, but it takes this thing called willpower to practice good habits. And that's like, have you guys ever heard of this blog called The Art of Manliness?
No.
It's by this like lawyer type guy and his wife out of Oklahoma named Brett McKay. And it's like a blog that I would read because I'm old.
And you actually read blogs.
They used to have a YouTube channel. I honestly got mentored by a lot of their content. I will humbly admit that. I learned how to shave from their blog.
No way.
Yeah. And so The Art of Manliness, it's not like for all the toxic stuff. It's for like, hey, if you didn't learn this stuff, this is stuff you can, that could help you. And so anyway,
pick up chicks.
If you're watching on YouTube, you need to see Gabe's face.
I made the TikTok face, that lip.
So one of the big things that I learned, and I've probably said this on the podcast before, is that willpower is not created equal. A lot of people, whenever they want to start developing good habits, they're like, let me do all the good habits right now. Because they're so excited, and I don't blame them. I'm like, I feel like that too. You want to start eating healthier. You want to go to the gym every day. You want to wake up earlier. You want to read 30 minutes a day. You want to do all these things to create a healthier you, but you're just like, well, wait a second. Like,
stack one brick at a time.
Yes, stack one brick at a time.
Yeah.
And those small wins, because I think you even do that whenever you're building your business.
Yeah, in one of the recent podcasts we did, I talked about that. In regards to structuring my week, Jess and I would implement, whether it was Jess and I or myself, we would implement one new layer at a time and just work on that, see if it worked. And if it did, we kept it. And if it didn't, we removed it. But it was just implementing one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that worked and it was part of our week and our like rhythms through that week and the system that we had, then we'd add a new piece that we think would benefit that.
Yeah.
So it's really just like, don't go, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, and I'm going to go for, dude, you know, be at the gym for 2 hours, do a 5-mile run, read 3 books a week, and just like add all these things of like habits that are all good, but chances are you're setting so many goals, which goes into the whole goal setting conversation that we talk about sometimes. You're setting so many goals too quickly and having all these goals at one time, you're not going to be able to, probably you're not going to be able to accomplish any of them.
Yeah.
Where if you have fewer goals, like 1 to 2, maybe 3, you're probably going to be able to accomplish all of them.
Yeah. And I'm going to pass this to Zach in a second, but because it's actually kind of talks about something that he's been working through. But the reason I mentioned willpower is because if you think of willpower, think of like energy. And again, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, like, you know, choosing to wake up early is hard. Choosing to take a cold shower is hard. Your body's like, no, nah, bruh.
Bruh, you know, like your body's
well, for the cold shower thing, apparently there's a lot of like health benefits and it wakes you up. That's that whole
quote. Oh, yeah.
For people who don't know, like, why would you take a cold shower if you don't need to?
Yeah. And so your body, you know, likes to do easier things, even to the point where that's why like the whole workout like P90X blew up, is because it was built around muscle confusion. Because whenever you start working out and do the same workout consistently, your body gets used to it and finds easier ways to adapt to that workout, because your body's like naturally lazy. And so you have to shout out body.
Shout out to the body.
You have to kind of, it sounds kind of weird, but you have to break your body. You have to make sure that you're in control of your body. You're not just going to listen to it saying, oh no, I'm going to push snooze for this. But again, it's like, you only have so much mental capacity to be able to make those good decisions. And so Zach, him and I have been doing a bunch of like side things for the podcast. And Zach reached out to me. He's like, dude, not enjoying this right now at all. And so like, so what are you doing about that? Like to build better habits?
What I'm doing about it is just acknowledging the things that I don't like immediately, right? And being okay with those things and not scared about what you might say, Chad, if I'm like, oh, dude, I'm feeling this is stressing me out or this is causing some tension in myself.
Yeah.
I think you really have to be honest and step up and go, hey, if I'm going to look after myself and if I have a goal for who I want to be, I have to acknowledge that, but also acknowledge the stuff that I don't want to be, right? Because it's so easy to be like, I'm going to be the super fit person and go do this. But if you don't go, but I acknowledge that I don't want to be someone who can't hang out with their kids when they're older because they're not healthy. Or I don't know. That's such a brutal way of saying that. But I just had to acknowledge the stuff I didn't like straight away. And then practically, I just had to make sure I was making time to stop as well. And we always talk about that. And we always talk about rest. And it's funny that that's almost a theme of the Prompt Us podcast.
Yeah, right.
Rest. But it's
we really like to rest.
I just want
to
drive it home because it's so good. Like, I'm so bad at it. I was on the phone to my mom and she's like, hey, when are you having your Sabbath this week? And it's like hilarious that my mom knows that I'm not having one. Like she just feels it. She just knows like, hey, I know you're not taking. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing this afternoon. She's like, yeah, you should take a whole day. And I'm like, yeah, I can't. And she's like, yeah.
Dude, that's so great, because she literally, or you literally just talked about in one of the recent podcasts of how sometimes you would take an afternoon or something like that. And your mom's just like calling you out.
Your mom's putting
you on the hot seat, bro.
I'm blast.
No, but going back to you answering Chad's question about, because For those of you who don't know, Zach's one of the hats that he wears for the podcast specifically is editing all of the content and, you know, kind of like putting all the content together for the audio version, YouTube, all that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. And it takes him time. So you had that conversation with Chad about you not enjoying it. Chad, you just asked him about it and talking about like what habits are you building. I feel like let's solve this
right now
and literally just have completely open candid conversation. Like Zach, what do you not like
about Chad?
Wow, dang, dude. This is
no, because I want it to basically like
it's a real honest conversation, that's for sure.
An honest conversation, and can give people insight onto actually problem solving their habits as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think it would be really beneficial, because I would love to. And then also as someone who kind of, I guess I'm the one who sort of facilitated this whole podcast as well. I don't want And I've told you this, Zach, like, I don't want you to not enjoy the process and not be overwhelmed.
Totally. Yep.
So like in this moment, let's hustle these good habits.
Right? Yeah. That's awesome. Well, let me preface by saying that like there's a moment of being overwhelmed by the process, not necessarily a full straight up, I don't enjoy doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think I have to make sure that's clear, because I love that we do this and it's so flipping rewarding in every single way, even in the hustle of it and the, oh my gosh, we got to get content out tonight and we want to reach this thing, because at the end of the day, all three of us want to see this podcast really impact people. Like full stop. Like, yep, cool. It could be a job. Yep, cool. It's dope that we get people who like it. But at the end of the day, we all value that people want to listen to it and can be encouraged by it.
Yeah.
And so it's a different kind of frustration. It's not a man, this sucks. I freaking hate being on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like that at all. It's a hey, I'm almost longing for the system to work really well so that we can keep crushing it. And so, yeah, I mean, there's this quote that I really wanted to read because it was about systems. But, oh, yeah, so this is from Atomic Habits, and it's, goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress. And when you know that, and when you're aware of that, all you want to do is nail the system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so for me, I think what it was is that we had all these really great dreams and ambitions, and I felt like, dang, I'm not going to be able to provide these at the quality that we want to do it on my own necessarily, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the conversation I had with Chad. I was like, dude, I want to crush everything that we're dreaming about right now for this podcast, but I don't know how to manage my own time well enough yet.
How long ago was that?
Know when it's just too much.
At what point was that conversation that you guys had / are you still feeling that way now? Or was that first like 2 to 3 weeks of all of us kind of trying to hustle and get this up in the air, or are you still sort of feeling overwhelmed on the days that you're like editing stuff together? And
dude, it's interesting when we're talking about this, because I actually feel great now. Like literally the last 2 weeks have been, it's almost like I had to have this moment of like, oh my gosh, if I'm not conscious, I'm going to burn out 2-3 weeks into a podcast, right? And we have at least a year to go, and I don't want to burn out on this thing that I love. It's our baby. We've all put in energy to make this good.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny what like Chad really encouraged me that, hey, like take time for yourself. And when I took time for myself, I actually had time to think about how to process it different and what I needed to get done, what I needed to get done properly. Because when I'm in the midst of the hustle, and I think this is a really important thing as well, rest is not just to rejuvenate and to feel good again. Rest actually gives you a chance to think about what you're working on and think about how to improve it.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's cool to think about because like I think I mentioned this in another podcast when I was talking about meditating, where like the standard definition of meditation would be to empty your mind, but a Christian definition of meditation would be to fill your mind on Christ, right? And so as you were like, I guess when you think about resting, a lot of people just think like chilling on the couch, but there's something that's happening whenever you're resting, like on the work that God has done, to where you're getting something else than just physical rest, right?
Yeah.
Like something else is happening and you're able to solve more problems than just feeling physically tired.
Dude, that's so funny, because you know how everyone's like, oh, my best ideas come to me in the shower.
Yeah.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. You're relaxed in the shower. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of chilling. You have no distraction. Yeah. You can't, I mean, some people bring their phones in the shower and like play music, but you're not like, you're just there with your mind.
Yeah.
And that's where like great ideas come from.
You know what I mean?
In this moment. Yeah. In this moment of rest.
Yeah.
Even it's like short, but a lot of people, they're just, that's where ideas come and that's where they think about stuff. And I mean, some, you hear it all the time in conversation, like, yeah, bro, I thought of this in the shower. Like, that's just like,
speaking of the bathroom, I got to go pee. So we'll be right back after this ad break.
Stop. Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more
more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Zach, I want to know, based off of what you're working on, because you're putting so much effort into this, what are some of the habits? One of two things. What are the habits that you've built to now relieve the stress that you felt before? Just like one habit, or what is a habit that you want to build to help continue to relieve that stress?
Good question. Yeah. So the first one, this sounds really simple and really bizarre, but I got myself a standing desk.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know that sounds really odd, but it's about those micro habits, those little habits Chad was talking about. But now when I'm working, I'm standing, and I also have worship music playing in the background. And this is while I'm editing the podcast.
Oh, that's
and sick. I'm really focused still. It's not like I'm not paying attention, but what it does, I've changed my environment. I've created a better place to work. And I guess that's like less of a habit, but it's more of just a conscious decision to do something, right? When it's time for me to edit, when it's time for me to get something done, I make sure the space that I'm in feels really full and filling and positive, because I think I had a bad habit of starting an editing session being like, this is due today. I'm stressed about what I need to do. I'm never going to get it done. I literally told myself those things, which is super bizarre. And I've noticed that those were the things that actually brought me down.
Just the thoughts about it, not even the thing itself.
Yeah, which is crazy, right? Because I know that I'm capable of getting the process done. And this is like, I love how super transparent we are with the process of making a podcast. But, you know, listening through, we have a multicam edit, which just means that we have multiple cameras, and I'm listening to all the audio. I'm listening for when people cough. Like, I'm making sure that we deliver like the product. Hey Zach, future Zach, edit this out.
Yeah. Future Zach, edit.
Just give myself notes.
Future Zach.
Oh my gosh.
For me, that's the process. It's a big it's a big chunk of time. And I love it because I get to listen to our conversations. And even the other day, I actually sent you guys a question and you answered it from the podcast.
That was so crazy.
Which is hilarious that I was editing.
So
it's a big chunk of time. So I really need to make sure that I'm like, hey, I'm capable of this. I can do this. And it's just funny. It's like being your own hype man. But there's another quote. I'm sorry I keep quoting Atomic Habits, but it's just so...
Bro, is your name mind. Chad?
It's like...
Dude, preach
it. I'm chatting hard right now. Go for it. I'm chatting all over the place.
Bro. Oh, gosh.
That's so visual. I'm so sorry.
It is very visual.
But the quote is, you don't have to be the victim of your environment. You can also be the architect of it.
Ooh.
And I think that's got to be like the most real thing for me to think about. It's like, hey, is the space that I sit in, you know, I stand up and I come sit down in my office for 8 hours, or stand up in my office for 8 hours a day at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I was editing the podcast previously, and when I was kind of having a little bit of a meltdown about it, I was in the lounge room because I had to look after my new puppy. And so I found that I got up out of bed, sat down for breakfast, and then turned to my iMac sitting on my kitchen table.
Mm.
And straight away, that habit was not the move. And it took me weeks to undo it. Really took me a long time to undo it.
Wow.
I still want to change some, like, I still want to be able to, I have a bad habit of saying yes without checking my schedule and without actually acknowledging my energy levels. And it's like, it's easy to be like, that's a bad habit, but it fully is.
Yeah, no, it is.
I just looked at my schedule, I would be able to say, hey, yes, but it's, I can set an expectation. And yeah, not necessarily just to you guys, it's to all my work.
It's setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and I think that's a big habit to build. That's not a micro habit. That's like, you need to spend time investing into building that habit. And that's what Chad has been really good with me about, because Chad has really encouraged building that kind of habit.
Yeah, that one's tough too, because that's not a habit where it's like, every day at this time, I'm going to do this thing. That's like, you have to be conscious of it. So when it happens and someone invites you to something, or someone, whatever, that moment in a random day throughout the week, and that certain, whatever time it is, happens, it kind of just like hits you out of nowhere. And then you have to remember that you're practicing this thing and implement it. So that one's like a weird, tough one to break for sure.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, the struggle with building habits isn't like always stopping bad things, but it's saying no to good things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like, if Zach is in the Matrix and he's working, right? Mm-hmm. And I FaceTime him, he's probably going to answer, but for his workflow, he probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's like, okay, yeah, he wants to value his friendships, but you know, I'll be there in 30 minutes. You know what I mean? I'll be there.
And so
I think that sometimes we can really struggle with people pleasing and not have healthy boundaries, like what you were saying, Gabe, that will help us continue to build those good habits. Like, I remember Gabe was really changing up his email systems, where he only does like, well, I think you mentioned it the other day in a podcast, where you only take meetings on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I'll take a meeting anytime someone will give me one, right?
But that's like, I just want to hang,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's like, send me like whatever, right? So anyways, I just think that that's cool that you've set that boundary where you may end up missing a few meetings because someone else isn't available, but you're able to function at your highest by working within the schedule that you've allotted for yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, there may be things that fall through the cracks, but that's just the name of the game, baby. And so I just felt the need to say that. But
no, that's good.
There's something else I was going to say, because if you ever read that book called Boundaries, you guys know that book?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's like, it's incredible. It's it's basically defending your right to have boundaries. And one of the things that really blew my mind, that like convicted the living life out of me, boys, I'm talking like I felt bad about myself after, right? Was that it was talking about how, where if you fail to set boundaries, personal boundaries between you and other people, What you're essentially doing is number one, you're valuing the way they perceive you above actually truly loving yourself and loving them by loving yourself. And what I mean by that is that if you're only answering someone's call or going to this event or grabbing like something for that person, is just because you want to preserve your image in their eyes, then that's actually not being loving. That's just being, that's just feeding your ego.
Interesting.
So what's crazy is you actually saying no is a way that you can show yourself that you're going to like love yourself and do what's right to build a good habit in this moment. But also on the other hand, it helps this person respect you and respect your boundaries as well. But we always think that the person's going to feel let down and feel bad. And like you people pleasers know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the being a people pleaser is just, it's the hardest thing, because you're just like, you just want to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, but then you constantly self-sacrifice until you explode, which is like, by the way, exploding is not fun. it's not the move.
Burning out is not cool. Yeah.
So I took some notes based on what we talked about. Is it cool if I kind of run through them real quick?
Run through them, dude.
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to flip and run, my guy.
I'll flip and take the baton.
So I think that I think kind of wrapping all this up, it would be good for us to obviously know why you want to develop good habits, mm-hmm. right? It's like, that's a good thing. Start with your why. Do what Gabe was saying in terms of pick who you want to be or where you want to go or what you want to do, and then deconstruct that to help you formulate habits that will help you become those things. And then
that can also help you pick your habits too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like these are habits that I want to do, mm-hmm. but is this actually beneficial or is this habit that I want to build more beneficial, or is this one more beneficial? Yeah. And picking kind of like the better of the good things. Yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely. To develop mm-hmm. the stronger of the habits that you have to choose from, I guess. Yeah.
I guess in a simple analogy, if you wanted to learn how to run a marathon, you're not going to train by squatting 600 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not the move. But you're like, oh, I'm working out. Like, no, you're doing something that's actually going to hurt your chance to run a marathon. Mm-hmm. And I think another good tip is to I was always told when I was playing sports growing up is that we play how we practice. And so I think it's really important just to practice your good habits. And like, and this kind of builds upon the next tip, which is to have patience with yourself. There's going to be times where you're going to fail trying to have good habits. You're going to maybe check your emails, but maybe you shouldn't be checking your emails, or you're going to eat unhealthy when you want to eat healthy. And it's important to know that building that willpower and saying no to yourself is a really tough thing to do. And so have some patience with yourself, have some grace, because we're on a journey. You know, like building habits, like, you know, some people say it takes 21 days to build a habit, you know, mm-hmm. and it can be broken in a few days. And so just have patience with yourself as you're on a journey. That don't strive for perfection, strive for progress. And then I think obviously, you know, listening to the podcast, checking out YouTube videos, reading books, but honestly, learning from people that you admire. Like, so Gabe and I just had lunch with his dad, and his dad and I were talking about our upbringings and different things like that. And I was like, man, I have so much I could learn from you. So many good habits. And it's just like, find people that you admire their life and just ask them a ton of questions and practice that and put those people around your life so you can continue to feel encouraged to build those good habits.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Prompt Us. And remember, you can follow us at Prompt Us Podcast on Instagram. That's our handle, at Prompt Us Podcast. And that is where you can submit prompts that will be topics that we discuss in future episodes. Appreciate you guys tons, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.